Ladies and gentlemen, good day, and welcome to the Sasta Sundar Ventures Limited earnings conference call. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touchtone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Ronak Jain from Orient Capital, their investor relations. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Hello, good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to the Q2 FY25 earnings conference call of Sasta Sundar Ventures Limited. Today on this call, we have Mr. Banwarilal Mittal, Founder and Executive Chairman, along with Mr. Sachin Mittal, Chief Operational Officer, and Mr. Lokesh Agarwal, Chief Financial Officer at Sasta Sundar HealthBuddy Limited. Before we begin the call, I would like to give a short disclaimer. This conference call may contain forward-looking statements about the company, which are based on the beliefs, opinions, and expectations as of today. Actual results may differ materially. These statements are not the guarantees of future performance and involve risks and uncertainties that are difficult to predict. A detailed safe harbor statement is given on page two of the company's investor presentation, which has been uploaded on the stock exchanges and the company's website as well. With this, I will hand over the call to Mr. Banwarilal Mittal, sir, for his opening remarks. Over to you, sir.
Good afternoon, friends. I'm happy to talk to you on this earnings call. Along with this, my Chief Operating Officer, Mr. Sachin Mittal, is here. CFO, Mr. Lokesh Agarwal, is here. As I am speaking, after the letter which we have written in the presentation, that it was from last 6 months to 12 months, it was very challenging time when there were material uncertainties in our deal with Flipkart, and those material uncertainties are over now. We have peacefully settled the preposition, and after peacefully settling the preposition, we have started our own Sasta Sundar app under the 100% owned subsidiary. Though we have learned so many things from the Flipkart help, and the positive side is also that during this deal, we are now fully capitalized. And another positive side is that both the channel B2B and B2C are on the high growth path. I'm happy to announce that because of these uncertainties, our entire focus came to retailer Shakti, and we really knew that what the retailer Shakti can be the game changer along with the B2C Sasta Sundar. So what I can say today is that we have an exciting opportunity before us, and there are exciting times before us, and we have the wonderful opportunity to create both value and our contribution in terms of growth of India and in terms of providing accessible, affordable healthcare to all Indians. And I can say that this quarter ended was the quarter which ended all the uncertainties and worst is behind us, and now we are again looking for growth. So I just give you the revenue figure for 23-24. 23-24, the B2C platform generated 863 crore of the revenue and retailer Shakti for 89 crore of revenue. During the current year, that is 24-25 financial year, we expect that the retailer Shakti we should end around 992-1000 crore revenue. And Sasta Sundar HealthBuddy Limited, since we have just launched, it will take a certain amount of time to gain those customers on other platform to Sasta Sundar platform. So we expect to achieve around 200 crore revenue from Sasta Sundar. So journey of retailer Shakti, which was from 23-24, was around 489 crore is 1000 crore. So we are double. And Sasta Sundar HealthBuddy Limited, the journey from 863 is reduced to 200 crores. Totality, if you find that 23-24, we had a revenue of 3,052 crores, while the current year we are expecting 1,191 crore revenue. Now, if you see the year-to-year comparison, then you will find that the degrowth has been controlled by the substantial growth in retailer Shakti. That shows the strength of the model, and that shows the efficiency of the organization which we are building. Now we are building a very efficient organization in terms of our competitive mode or competitive strength. We are very much efficient In all three parameters, there is capital efficiency, there is operating efficiency, and there is consumer preference in terms of consumer experience. We have the proven model that in last year, 23-24, we reported a positive EBITDA in both our Sasta Sundar and Retail Shakti at the strength of the volume. And 2% we had our EBITDA margin in Sasta Sundar business, while around 0.9% we had in Retail Shakti, and at blended it was 1.7%. That proves that at an appropriate volume, this business is profitable at EBITDA level and at PAT level also. And these are very, very exciting time, and I won't take much of your time in my opening speech, except that what we are building for 2030, I must brief you, so that you are well aware about that where we are heading. So in 2030, we are targeting a total revenue of around 6,600 crores. Out of that, we expect that this platform revenue of Sasta Sundar will be around 2,000 crores, while the retailer Shakti revenue will be around 4,500 crores. So this translates from year 2 for 24-25, that is current year, a 60% growth in Sasta Sundar platform, while 36% growth in retailer Shakti CAGR. This is a composite blend of 41% growth in both the businesses, and I must tell you, this is without raising any additional capital. So out of our own capital, which we raised, we got around 96 crore fresh funds from Flipkart deal, and we just add some, out of some treasury income, we have to add around 55 crore only. So around 145 crores we will be investing in Sasta Sundar, and Retailer Shakti, we are, because of the volume increase in both Sasta Sundar and Retailer Shakti business will grow profitably, and we expect that the next year, that is 25-26 financially, in the last quarter, we will be able to demonstrate the Retailer Shakti a positive at EBITDA level, and from 26-27 financial year, the Retailer Shakti must report 1%, 2%, 3%, and this business in 2030, we expect that at blended level, this business should be reporting between 4 to 5% EBITDA level profitability. So this is a very solid foundation, and I have narrated in my letter to all the shareholders that there are country tailwinds in terms of high healthcare spending from the government. There is a sector tailwinds, and there is a remarkable applications of growth opportunity in terms of platform business. If you compare the platform business of various categories, then you will find that healthcare is out of one very unique opportunity where you can monetize both in terms of delivery of the product and delivery of the services. If you look at the financial platform, then there is only possibility of services. There is hardly any delivery of the goods. If you like the platform of food delivery business, then you will find that there is substantially business is only delivery of the products. But if you come to healthcare, the equal amount of opportunity lies in terms of services, and where the applications of artificial intelligence will be really remarkable in terms of delivering of the services. And then the other opportunity which is coming is about Quick Commerce, which will translate into Quick Health at Sasta Sundar. We are preparing for the launch of Quick Health. There is a fundamental difference between Quick Commerce and Quick Health is that the selling of medicine is not selling potato. The selling of medicine requires a vertical expertise, where the buying decision at Quick Commerce lies at impulse, while the decision of Quick Health lies at symptoms. Both are quite different, and one needs a vertical focus, vertical expertise in addressing the issues of Quick Health. And we are fully capitalized because of our unique health buddy model. So practically every corner we have a service center, and from there we will be launching our Quick Health very soon. So taken together, we are very exciting, and I hope that this company will deliver a substantial value to the shareholders and substantial value to the society and community in operate. Now thank you so much. I request all of you to ask me the question, so that I along with Sachin and Lokesh can answer all of your questions. Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, we will now begin with the question and answer session. Anyone wishing to ask a question may please press star and one on your touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Milind from Dalal & Broacha Portfolio Managers. Please go ahead.
Hi. Good afternoon, Mr. Mittal. I had a few questions on the deal which we have done. So just wanted to know, did we have to pay anything to Flipkart?
No, we have not to pay anything to Flipkart. Rather, in the entirety of the deal, we got around 96 crores. Raise capital.
Okay. My second question would be that whether, you know, what is the current cash and near cash assets in our portfolio?
The current cash in our portfolio before the deal was around 500 crores. On 100 crores we got new. So 600 crores we got the funds, and out of that 145 we have embarked for fresh investment. So 100 crores we are expecting 3 years treasury income. So 50 crores out of this will go to the new investment. So
okay.
Still after the profitability of Sasan the platform, we will be having 550 crores. So you can say the treasury will be elitage.
Okay. Now that we have separated from Flipkart, won't there be any, I think there are some non-compete clause as well, isn't it?
Yes, there were non-compete clauses, but those have been relaxed substantially. So now the non-compete clause exists only with the competitors of Flipkart. That includes Amazon and 1MG and Netmeds. So with these three companies, we can't do any business. Other than that, everything has been relaxed.
Okay. And my last question would be that, you know, earlier in our earlier interactions, we used to say that B2C business is an extremely tough business and most of these platforms are losing money heavily. There are a lot of government restrictions also. So how come we decided to get into B2C and spend about 145 crores for that?
No, now the position has been substantially changed. Why we have to deal with Flipkart was because of the heavy discount. So if you see before 2020, the toughest period I think in e-pharmacy and at all startup or e-commerce level, you will find that the capital was currently available for burning. And from 2022 onwards after Ukraine war, the funding to burning has been practically stopped. So now there is things are fundamentally completely changed. And we firmly believe that now the capital is not available for burning. Capital is available only for sustainable business. Shareholders have realized that, and therefore we decided to again launch in a favorable atmosphere as far as the efficiency is concerned. And you said the regulatory risk. So I would say that partly the regulatory risk has been cleared. We have now the clear judgment from Madras High Court and Delhi High Court. And again, the new dust act will further clarify about the regulatory risk. But yes, to certain extent, the regulatory risk remains. And for that, we are preparing ourselves to modify according to the regulatory requirement.
The reason I'm asking this is because 145 crores is a very large amount. So, no doubt we have money in our pocket, but we have always maintained that we will not while away the money or we will not risk that money. Now, spending 145 crores on something which there is a lot of uncertainty around, why is this change of strategy?
No, this is not a spending of 140 crores. The question is that can we build a business along with the same infrastructure? So retailer Shakti, there are all three warehouses, the same physical backend is the same, and the front end we need to clear. So we ourselves has deeply analyzed is it right to go for Sasta Sundar or it is right only to focus on retailer Shakti. Then because we have a deep experience so that we can say that by investing 140 crore from 2030, we will be generating 140 crore every year. So that much of clear-cut visibility is there for Shasta Sundar platform business. And in 3 years, we can turn around it to be profitable. And therefore, after deep analysis and calculations, we have decided to relaunch.
Okay, and our Japanese investors are with us on this?
Yes, obviously, without their currency, we cannot go into it. There is a, they are a key stakeholders and key marquee investors. So they are fully agree with this decision.
Okay. And one more last question on my side. The Sasta Sundar Health Buddy, I could not get the balance sheet. So just wanted to know, the auditors remain the same, right?
Yes.
Or they have, there is a change in auditors?
PSR and company, that is the network firm of KPMG. Their auditors.
Yeah, I know that. So they continue to be the auditors for Health Buddies, right?
So they continue to be.
Hello?
Yeah, they are continuing the auditor.
Okay. Thank you so much, Mr. Mittal, and all the best. I'll come back in queue if I have some more questions. Thank you.
Thank you. A reminder to the participants, anyone wishing to ask a question, may please press star and one. The next question is from the line of Darshil Shah from ABC Capital. Please go ahead.
Hello. Hi. Am I audible?
Yeah, please.
Hi, thank you for taking my question. I just wanted to know, with the e-pharmacy market expanding rapidly, multiple major players are competing for market share. So how does Sasta Sundar intend to set itself apart and maintain a competitive edge, particularly now that its strategic partnership with Flipkart has concluded? And what are the three growth priorities for the company in both the B2C and B2B segments going forward?
So the first answer I would say that the key strength of Sasta Sundar lies into its efficiency, that we are capital efficient, we are operating efficient, and we are efficient in terms of consumer experience. And if you see the past also, from 2016 to 2020, we built this business very efficiently, and that competitive edge remained with us. Second competitive edge is that now almost all the pharma companies, we are regularly buying medicine directly from them. And we have built a particular volume. And third, very beautiful competitive strength in us is we are elastically scalable. So if you look one geography like West Bengal, then in 80% of the area we operate, no e-commerce player is there. And it's very difficult for them to expand to town B and villages, where our model through Health Buddy scales very rapidly in a elastically manner. So with this core strength in place, and we have demonstrated that core strength in the past also, when we, there was no Flipkart deal and during the Flipkart time also. And that demonstration is on the balance sheet, and that demonstration shows the adequacy of the capital and our efficiency playing. So efficiency is our core competency that we can operate out of that. And you said the key priority is, again, regain the volume. So the volume increase is the key priority, revenue increase. And with a contribution margin positive, so that we can bring EBITDA level profitability very big by building system the platform at the 2023-24 level. So 2023-24 we had around 863 crore revenue, and we expect this revenue to come back in the year 26-27.
Okay. Thank you so much for the detailed answer. One follow-up from my side would be, what are the key risks that the company faces in the near term, especially with the increasing competition, regulatory changes, and the evolving consumer behavior? So I just wanted to understand, how prepared is the company to mitigate these risks?
No, I thank you. This is a very good question. So the key risk, we find that the consumer preferences changing will be very positive for Sasta Sundar, because Sasta Sundar is an organization is very dynamic to fulfill the needs of the consumer preference. So any change in consumer preference will be very dynamically positive for Sasta Sundar. And as far as the regulatory risk is concerned, so yes, we fully agree that there were, say, 100 regulatory risks. Now it is 50 only because of the favorable court judgment. And now government and both industry has accepted the e-pharmacy as a play, And but yes, the regulatory risk remain, and we are prepared to adapt any regulatory changes. As of now, we are, our business is fully compliant, but if any regulatory change comes in, we have to comply with that.
Okay, thank you so much. That's it. Thank you.
Thank you. A reminder to the participants, anyone wishing to ask a question, may please press star and one. The next question is from the line of Gauram from HSBC. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Am I audible, sir?
Yeah, you are fully audible. Thank you.
Thank you for the opportunity. I just wanted to ask, you know, you just mentioned that you are getting into quick commerce or quick health, and you know, many quick commerce players such as you know, Swiggy and other players are sort of targeting this this segment. So what I wanted to ask is, what are some of the challenges that you think are there in terms of scale up in this segment, like regulatory challenges or, you know, some logistical challenges that you can highlight? Possibly these challenges are better overcome by you, and others may, you know, face difficulty in overcoming them. Or, I mean, how, what are your thoughts broadly on this subject?
So thank you. It's a very good question. So first of that, you know, the, we have both B2B and B2C. So our strength lies on procurement, technology, warehousing and distribution. So any player who is coming into Q-commerce, they will have to open for medicine delivery. They have to open their dark stores, or we can say the dark stores or fulfillment centers. So we are fully prepared to supply them. So we look for company like Swiggy and Zomato as our customer. We don't find any challenge as far as that is concerned, because their business will come to retailer Shakti. We want to fulfill their requirement. If they want to create any extra market, or not to create, but as a customer, we are ready to that. Second question you comes in, that what are the difference where we lies in that the challenge in Q Health is that buying medicine is not buying potato. So if you buy the grocery, that first decision comes from your impulse, that you feel hungry, you want to eat, or that commodity is not in your kitchen, you just make an order. But a quick health is symptoms. So any pain starts, then you may not be able to decide what to buy. That decision needs help of a doctor or help of an expert, then maybe you diagnostic. So quick health is not just selling medicine, but quick health is about providing an ecosystem of availability of doctor in, say, 10 minutes, availability of diagnostic reports in 3 hours, and availability of medicine, say, next 30 minutes. So that is why the composite ecosystem has to be there. And then availability of the medicine. So in medicine, you find that there are around 50,000 SKUs. So maintaining 50,000 SKUs with prescription at fingertips requires a vertical expertise. It's not an easy task for a horizontal player, and that is the only reason I must say that no horizontal player in India has been successful in last 10 years in pharmacy business. So that is what giving us a great opportunity, that as a vertical expertise organization, will be able to build this business.
Okay. Thank you so much, sir. And you mentioned that the regulatory challenges have started to abate, or was that our company specific? I missed that point.
But there is no company specific regulatory challenge. We are fully compliant as of now, whatever the regulations, and in last 10 years of operation, there has not been a single incident where we have to face any regulatory challenge. Business is going on smoothly, and we are continuous touch with government authorities. But I must tell you that any healthcare business, be it hospital or pharmaceutical business, will always have a regulatory scrutiny in a greater details. And particularly e-pharmacy was a gray area where certain court rulings were not favorable, but those court rulings is now favorable. So as far as the court intervention is concerned, there is no challenge. And the government is under process to frame a prescribed e-guidelines for e-pharmacy business, and we are waiting for that. So any guideline comes in, we are prepared to amend ourselves if any requirement comes in, and make our registration there. So yes, I would say that 3 years back, if the regulatory challenge degree was 100, it is 50 now, but 50 remains, and there may be some regulatory guidelines from the government, and not guideline not only in connection with e-pharmacy, but guideline may come as generalized guideline for FDI, guideline may come as generalized guideline for data privacy, and if the guideline come for data privacy, then for financial services and healthcare, the data are very, very scarce data, and though we have to be prepared more so that there is more firewalls for data securities. So these are the regulatory preparations we are doing.
Okay, okay. Thank you. Thank you so much, sir. Thank you.
Thank you.
A reminder to the participants, anyone wishing to ask a question, may please press star in one. The next question is from the line of Vishal from Systematics. Please go ahead.
Thanks for the opportunity. Good evening, sir.
Good evening, Vishal. How are you?
Sir, all well. Thank you for organizing this call today.
Thank you, thank you.
Sir, with respect to your online foray, the B2C foray, would you, the Sasta Sundar Health Buddy network that you had created, does that come along with this transaction or that stays with Flipkart?
No, that has come along with this transaction. So Flipkart is not operating out of Health Buddy network. We are exclusively dealing with.
So Flipkart doesn't have access to this network any longer.
I can't say they don't have an access. If they want to connect with any retailer, see, Edward is an independent retailer. He can work with Sasta Sundar, he can work with anybody else. But if they want, they can have an access, but it's a individual transactions depend upon Health Buddy and anybody else. As of now, Flipkart is not operating under this model.
Okay. And large majority of these Health Buddies continue to stay. They haven't shut down basically.
No, they have not shut down. So around before the transition, we had around 530 Health Buddies. Out of that, 150 Health Buddies have been active. It takes time to again sign up the contacts, bringing them on technology, bringing them on platform. So it's a process that we will complete in next 3 months. In next 3 months, we hope to build from 100 to 150 Health Buddies, and from 150 Health Buddies to 200, and in next 2 years time frame, we will cross around 500 entities.
Okay, and you would initially again focus on your core areas that you have presence in, and gradually build outside of the core areas.
Yes, we will continue to build out of three logistics centers: one in NCR Noida, one in West Bengal Calcutta, and third is northeast in Assam. So these three areas, from three ALC, we will service around 6-7 states, and once we build the profitable business in these areas, we will move outside these.
Okay. And you still believe this is the best model to kind of do the retail business over signing up with the brick and already existing retail pharmacies?
I think this is the best model if you want to build a growth-oriented business in a profitable manner. But if we decide to go pan India, then obviously we require again, like any other e-commerce company, we require to raise $500 million, $1 billion, that kind of capital investing. So that becomes a very big challenge, and our mindset does not allow to burn unnecessary capital.
So, in terms of the investment that you are proposing, about 150 crores, would that be through the P&L or would that be through the balance sheet?
No, it will be from P&L, because those are basically largely expenses are on either on tech built up of technology. So we have to pay salary to our engineers because it is a self-developed product. We are not outsourcing, so we can't capitalize. Second is our advertisement and communication. So those has to be coming in profit and loss account. So nothing will be capitalized. These expenses will go in profit and loss.
Okay. So we'll have some pressure on the EBITDA that might go down in absolute terms because of that.
We will separately disclose to the investors that this is how the things are built up, how the retailer Shakti will be profitable very soon, and sits on the platform. And in any case, if you see the Flipkart deal also, those losses of 25% of losses are coming from the Flipkart balance sheet as an associate company. So our losses will be much, much lower than Flipkart losses as an associate company. So if you see the 140 crore was 25% of loss in 1 year as a portion of our associate company loss. And in 3 years, this will be there. The silver lining is that there will be no loss which will be clubbed into profit and loss from an associate company. So that will compensate that.
Okay. Okay. And how should we look at the gross margins going forward, maybe in the next year? So this quarter it was 6.5% versus annual of around 9%. So next year, FY26, any guidance on the gross margins?
So 20, current year I can say that at sustainable level, the gross margin we are expecting around 11.6%. 25.
So
retail safety we are expecting 5.7%, while the blended gross margin we are expecting 6.7%. And we are building a business to have in 2030, the gross margin is around 14.7% and in retailer safety 9.2%. So at blended level, we expect in 2030 the gross margin around 11%.
Okay. And in retailer safety, how will they expand the gross margin?
See, the gross margin in retailer safety, if you see the 23-24, then the gross margin was 4.9%. So the retailer Shakti margin will expand as the volume increase at both retailer Shakti and Sasta Sundar. And certain part of the gross margin will increase because of our own private level brand in the name Aadhaar that we are launching. This is a trade generic brand of retailer Shakti. So by mix of around 10% of that brand, the gross margin will increase. So the primary incremental move is coming from the increase in the volume and consequently increase in the margin and then decrease in the OPEX operation cost and launch of private label.
Okay. And you will continue to kind of do business on cash basis only and not kind of offer credit to retailers.
No, we don't. We are not building a business which is based upon credit. We are building a platform business which is largely on cash basis.
Right. And from a cash standpoint, how do you look at your balance sheet? So would you leverage maybe next 2-3 years? Would you need to leverage, or the existing cash would only help you build?
No, this war chest we want to remain with us. We want to fully focus for next 3 years in building the business. We find that this is the great opportunity before us, and we should build this business with great care. And so we will fully focus on this.
Okay, and just one final one. In terms of any differentiation that you think you can bring versus the peers, competitors on the retail, on the B2C side, like Flipkart or 1mg.com, how do you differentiate from them?
The differentiate is the health buddy model. The health buddy model is a very unique model where, you know, these e-commerce companies are not find relevant expertise. And we have the relevant expertise to deal with the health buddy model. So health buddy model is the key differentiator in B2C.
So from a consumer standpoint, like how do they kind of, why do they go to a Sasta Sundar online pharmacy versus a 1MG online pharmacy?
Consumer perspective, the first thing is the service brand in terms of availability, that all the available medicines are available. That is one thing. And second thing, that all the medicines which are available are genuine and authentic. So the brand reliability has to be there. And third is the discount. So are you able to operate at a low cost and offer more discount? So if you compare now with other players, our discount is highest. And still we are making profit because of our efficiency in operations. So, and then the, these are the ready, as on today, that genuine medicine discount biggest and then availability largest. These are the today's atmosphere. What will tomorrow is, will be evolution of the artificial intelligence, that how by technology help we can help them by analyzing their past history. Can we analyze their past history of the prescription we have with us? Can we analyze the past history of their diagnostic report with us and tell them that these are the things their doctor is missing, they are missing, and these are the things if properly taken care of, their complications they can avoid. And these things are changed, that their lifestyle changes which they require. So this evaluation of artificial intelligence, some we believe, will be very much impactful in healthcare. And I am sure that this medicine supply in B2C platform is only the start of Sasta Sundar. And we are gearing up with how this platform can be developed into the providing full service-based platform based upon artificial intelligence. As I said earlier, that very less verticals have this opportunity of equally providing products and equally providing services. So this is the beauty of this, and we are very excited and we look forward.
Right. And so just on what sales level would farm retailer Shakti become profitable?
So retailer Shakti, we expect that it will be profitable 25-26 financial year, around 2000 crore revenue.
So you would reach to that run rate by end of FY26 on retailer Shakti?
In the last quarter, the monthly run rate will be near to that.
Okay. And you are adding stores consistently to your network?
Yeah, we are adding consistently to network.
And again, is this largely based in West Bengal, your retailer Shakti network, or this has this is even outside of West Bengal?
No, out of West Bengal, I must tell you that we have got a good success in NCR. So NCR, the numbers are very good. And we are getting good traction in Northeast also. So all, for retailer Shakti, all three warehouses are doing well.
Got it, sir. That is all from my side. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you. A reminder to the participants, anyone wishing to ask a question, may please press star in one. The next question is from the line of Neera Seth, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Good evening, sir. I just have one question, probably is also loosely modeled to what the participant before just asked. How do we intend to acquire customers on D2C platform, and what is the sort of customer acquisition cost that we are building in?
So customer acquisition largely happened from the HealthBuddy network, that is existing network, and that had a turnover of 863 crores already. So they have the access to the customers' contact points, and they are helping us to acquire the customers on the platform. That is the first point, to acquire the customers. And second is obviously the foolproof model of Sasta Sundar is to engaging customers. So Sasta Sundar previously also used to organize health games to reach out to the customers through that, and then some sort of low cost advertising also helps. So all mixing three, largely from HealthBuddy, 50%, 25% through engagement, and 25% through advertisement and communication.
So any rough idea in terms of, you know, let's say how many, I don't know how we want to call it, a monthly transacting user or an annual transacting user for you in 2-3 years, what is the kind of traffic that you want to see on your website or your app?
So those data we will be publishing after our March quarter, because those are very, very competitive, sensitive data, you must understand, and this goes on the record for public viewing. And
most of the platforms will give it, so this is at least from people who matter, those things are in public domain, so that will be key.
Definitely after March quarter result, we will be start publishing. This is a very, very initial stage for us to publish.
Got it. Thank you. That's all from my side.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Jagdish Sharma, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Sir, thanks for the opportunity. Can you clarify two things? First one on cash. What is the cash in your hands? Can you repeat that that line you just mentioned?
The cash before Flipkart deal, it was around 550 crores. And we got another 95 crores. So 550 plus 95 is around 675 crores.
675 crores. Out of that, we will be spending 145 crores, right?
Yes, largely 145 crore will be treasury income. So I expect that at PAT level, taking other income after 1 year, it will be profitable.
Okay. And second is the guidance. What is the guidance you told for FY 26 and 27, sir? Can you repeat that?
No, I'm afraid that 25, 26, we are into building space, but I can give the guidance of 2030. So 2030, in next 5 years, we will be building a composite platform of 6,600 crore turnover. Out of that, Sasta Sundar, we expect 2,000 crore, and Retailer Shakti, we expect 4,500. This translates at Sasta Sundar a 60% growth from the current year, and current year in Sasta Sundar, we expect 199 crore turnover and around 1,000 crore turnover in Retailer Shakti. So from a base of 1,200 crores, we aspire to grow to 6,600 crores. And this translates at a blended level of 41% CAGR in revenue, 60% is Sasta Sundar and 36% is Retailer Shakti.
Okay, thank you, sir. All the best.
Thank you.
Thank you. A reminder to the participants, anyone wishing to ask a question, may please press star in one. The next question is from the line of Arna Sachdev from Cruz Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi sir. My first question is, currently how many SKUs are offered on the platform? And what is the strategy for expanding the product range?
So I request Sachin or Chief Operating Officer to address this.
Hi, good evening. We currently offer close to 37,000 SKUs on our platform. These SKUs, the catalog has been built over a period of time, taking into account the customer feedback, the demand we get from customers. So the way we will expand the SKU portfolio is one, pharma companies continue to launch new SKUs. So, you know, among the top 100 companies, every year 2,000 new SKUs are launched. So those get added as and when they are launched based on our relationship with pharma companies. The second is that we will also add a decent portfolio of trade generics in future. And then we are also working with the D2C health companies to build the health and wellness products. But broadly, the portfolio we have of around 35,000-37,000 is the core portfolio, which I would say probably would do a 98% demand fulfillment in the regions where we operate.
Okay, okay, right. And my other question is, you know, many of our competitors are adopting an omni-channel strategy, you know, combining online with physical retail stores. So are we trying to do the same?
Not same, but largely our health buddy model is omni-channel only, except that they don't keep inventory. So inventory also we are planning at the start of our Q-commerce delivery system. So we are launching our own trade generic brand called Aadhar Pharma. So we plan that they have pharma of around 500 SKUs, which practically cover each line of the prescription in terms of generic. And from there, we are planning to deliver into Q-commerce. So you can say it's a omni-channel model with a difference.
Okay. Okay, sir. Thank you. Thank you so
Thank
much.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Chirag Malik from Malik Investments. Please go ahead.
Thank you, sir, for giving me opportunity. Sir, my first question is, what is our plan for expansion of Retailer Shakti, our warehouse? What is the plan for next 2 to 3 years?
The plan is to continue grow. In Retailer Shakti, we don't need much things except the growing the markets. So we have the 3 ALC right now. In next 3 years, we may open another one. So total electricity will have 4 ALC, and in retail electricity, it is a very powerful tool and highly successful. If you see, we are growing 100% from last year this year, and will continue to grow, and we expect for next 5 years to grow in retail electricity at a CAGR of 36%.
Sir, have you finalized the location of next warehouse?
Not yet. We are working upon that. So because in retail electricity, the delivery time we have the leverage, because the retailers can keep the inventory. So we are not in hurry to open new warehouse, because one warehouse slightly say 1 day delivery to 2 day delivery, still it is good for retailers.
So my next question is, sir, how we are planning to expand our cutler business, Janu cutler? How the model will work?
Janu Patlab, we want to integrate into your QCast. So Janu Patlab, we are working for some sort of strategic alliance with a bigger laboratory. And we are talking with 2-3 big laboratories. So how we integrate the Janu Pat with those, and then integrate our QCast platform. Because as I said earlier, that the QCast will require the doctor consultation and diagnostic quickly. And our centralized lab may not be sufficient to quickly deliver, because those has to be near to the customer. So we are launching a full-fledged diagnostic platform within mind to deliver the quick health, which starts from doctor consultation to quickly delivering the diagnostic report and quickly delivering the medicine. So I think in next 6 months' time, we'll be able to present the plan of quick health, and along with that, we'll present the full plan of Janu Diagnostic also.
So we are planning to launch a separate app for this? Quick help?
No. It will not be second app, but it will be part of Sasta Sundar, which will have a button of which is called green button. So suppose I'm giving a very example. Suppose any of your relative is sick in Calcutta or for operation area, you just need to put that green button at once. Everything else you will take care.
Okay. And sir, my next question is about trade generics, the Aadhaar brand. So it will be for B2B or B2C or both?
It will be for both.
Both. Then sir, in B2C segment, how it will work, sir? Usually doctors in our India prescribe brand name. Then how it will work, sir?
So it depends upon the customer choice. We want to give the choice to the customer as far as the B2C is concerned. So if the customer's choice is that we let them know that the medicines are available and they can get it at a very substantially low prices. Now getting doctor's prescription, doctor's recommendations is upon the customer. That is one thing. And second thing is very, very interesting. I must tell all the shareholders about the pharmaceuticals, that around 20% of the medicine customers buy from pharmacy shop about quick medicines, like, you know, sir, there's ho raha hai yaar, koi medicine de do, zukam ho rahi hai. Those are without doctor's prescription. And there lies that, can we get that 20% customers into quick health category? And when the doctors are there on the platform itself, and the quick health means the SKU has to be very, very less, can they prescribe that medicine which is quickly available? So these are the things which artificial intelligence will help, and we are working upon that.
So we can only give the medicine only on prescription, sir?
Definitely. Without prescription, we can't do, and we can't substitute the medicine in prescription. We need a valid prescription. So, but we can tell the customers, we can tell the doctors also, we can go and meet the doctors, say these are the medicine, if they prescribe, their customer will be benefited. So at the end of the day, but the customers are changing because of the success of Jan Aushadhi Karyakram, where, you know, PM Modi himself is the brand ambassador. So customers are realizing that they can opt for generic, and there is a new market for this, and we are seeing the upkeep of trade generic. So if the choice is given, the customer can request to the doctor, and doctors are also writing generic medicine. So we see the shift at ground level in these two counts.
So we will only procure it from outside, no? We have no plan to manufacture it in future.
No. We absolutely don't have any plans to manufacture. We'll partner with good manufacturers, and already some of the great companies are building manufacturing.
Okay, okay. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, as there are no further questions, I now hand the conference over to the management for the closing comments.
So thank you, my dear shareholders. I would request you to please have a patience with me. We are building a great company, and I would request you to align your expectation and purpose with the purpose of and goal of Sasta Sundar management. And since you guys are meeting with various companies, please guide us about what others are doing innovative things in healthcare. Your guidance is invaluable for us, and we look forward to your suggestions. You can write me at founder@sastasundar.com all your suggestions and recommendations. Thank you so much.
Thank you, members of the management team. Ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of Sasta Sundar Ventures Limited, that concludes this conference call. We thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines. Thank you.